Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tie up a couple of loose ends with these thoughts, and then we'll take our caller. But we're talking about today hate crime or social justice stunt. And that's exactly what we see with Bubba Wallace. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, he was booed. He was from the NASCAR standpoint, many of the other drivers disliked the fact that he had brought into the race the political movement called the Black Lives Matter socialist Marxist movement through his car. So how do you persuade people that you're the good guy and that you're not the bad guy? It's simply by having a rope hoax that it's a noose. Here's another article that says, Bubba Wallace responds after FBI says noose found in the stall there is early as October 2019. The noose found in the garage stall of NASCAR's only black driver, Bubba Wallace, has been there since early October 2019, according to the FBI announcement on Tuesday. U.S. Attorney Jay Towne and FBI Special Agent Johnny Sharp said they used the video to verify the noose had been there, been hanging there in the garage in stall number 4 in Talladega Speedway for several months. Wallace's team was only assigned that specific stall last week, and authorities said nobody could have known that this would be the case. Goes further to say, Wallace successfully pushed his NASCAR 2 weeks ago, to ban the Confederate flag at all the tracks and events, and has become an activist for supporting sports during the push for racial equality. A defiant Wallace said there's no confusion that the rope has been fashioned into a noose, even though the FBI, with all of its forensics, with all of its trail going back with the video taping of the past to when it was there, it's simply a rope pull for a garage door that generally find in a commercial garage door, that type either chain or rope for the pull. And that's all it was. But he's defiant about it. He still says it's a noose. Goes further, says the image that I have, that I've seen hanging from my garage, is not a garage pull, Bubba Wallace said in an interview on CNN Tuesday night. From the evidence that we have, that I have it straight, it's a straight up noose. Nothing else but a noose, Bubba Wallace says. The public is now questioning his integrity. I'm mad because people are trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity because of the noose. He is concerned because, ladies and gentlemen, just like we have found, and I've got a stack of articles here to verify if anybody wants to challenge it, across America in the past 2 or 3 years, maybe 5, we've had noose story after noose, not moose, noose story after noose story across America. If you want to look at one in Chicago with Smollett, where a noose was supposedly put around his neck, it was found to be an absolute fabricated lie. And yet we find, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get the public's sympathy, if you want to get the public's approval of what you're doing, then you come out and say, I found a noose on my bed, found a noose in my garage, a noose was hanging on the wall, or a noose was placed around my neck. It's the old lie that will cause someone to feel sorry for and look over other faults that you might have. And in this case, he had pushed NASCAR to remove the Confederate flag. He had pushed NASCAR to allow Black Lives Matter automobile emblazoned down the side, Black Lives Matter. He had pushed for that. And because he did not get what he wanted with total accolades and approval, then he pulls the race card that there's a noose in my garage, and therefore somebody's after me. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the articles, a cloudy picture of how rope turned into a noose in Harlem Park. Here's another one. Noose is found in Van Cortlandt Park. New York City Police Department determined that it was not a hate crime. Advocates called for an investigation. And ladies and gentlemen, when they investigated, they found that the noose hanging from a tree was where the contractors that had tried to get some equipment up to the next floor in the building adjacent to that put a rope there to tie equipment off and to hoist it up into the second floor of the building they were working on. It wasn't a noose. It was just a rope with a loop in it where they'd used for hoisting equipment up. But, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the story. Out on the west coast, the left coast, I should say, they found some what they call nooses hanging in trees in a public park. it was discovered that it was not a noose at all. It's where the citizens had put the ropes in the trees with the loops on the bottom to swing from through the trees, just as exercised by the citizens in the park. No nooses. It's an approach, ladies and gentlemen, to get sympathy and attention and focus off the reality of what Bubba Wallace represents and what he's attempting to do. Now, I'm not basing that decision on skin color. I'm saying it because whether he was white, black, red, or yellow, it makes no difference. It was done as a stunt to get attention, to draw sympathy from the general public, because he is a Black Lives Matter Marxist and pushing the Black Lives Matter agenda to destroy America. Simple as that. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question and comment, please.
Yes, Doc, good morning. I don't want to dilute your point, and I think I'm going to continue the line of what you're talking about, but I want to agree with you. Really, what we're talking about is something called sophistry, and sophistry is just simply lies. It's Marxism,
yeah.
The truth declared as what it is rather than what someone else thinks it is rather than what it actually is factually. And lies lead to chaos. Chaos leads to anarchy, which is another word for lawlessness. And we're waiting right now for the revelation of the man of lawlessness who's going to step out of the shadows shortly. So
right.
We're dealing in an age where we should expect untruth. We should expect that word I just started with, sophistry, to be all over the place. And it isn't any more obvious than in two places. One, in the Antifa Democrat Party of the United States world that is predominantly white, and then it's also in the Black Lives Matter group that is at least pushing black issues. Here's what I'd like to say. First of all, we have the precedent of evil white. It goes back to the Greek culture. America and Western Europe are largely in their governmental, their philosophical, their life process orientation. They are Greek, going back as far as 7 centuries B.C. to a woman named Sappho who lived on the Isle of Lesbos in Greece, which was a particularly pagan area, developing the ideas of female sodomite love. And then 4 centuries later, in the 3rd century B.C., there's a fellow named Lucretius that just wrote one particular work, but it was picked up across the ages for people like Spinoza and George Santayana, and then later popular people like Robert Frost and Gertrude Stein, Alice B. Toklas, and then right into the Hollywood movement. But it's all rooted in a Greek Epicurean anti-one God movement. And that has been the root of the New Age movement, and that's what the Democrat Party and white America has brought to contamination of the world. And I want to push that off the table, and I want to talk about black contamination, because that's what we're getting right now. We have before us a group of people saying, unless you bend the knee to the title of our cause, Black Lives Matter, you cannot be one of us. You cannot be part of the solution. And brother, this city is going to burn and these buildings will tumble if you don't do that. That's the implied comment.
That's right.
I did hear one local pastor say before the city council, when he locked arms with 14 of his brothers one day pushing an issue about body cameras for the police, he says, brother, this city will burn. He is a well-known black pastor from the north side and considered to be in good standing. But he telegraphed a message that is being repeated in the marketplace nationally, perhaps even internationally now. If you don't identify with the Black Lives Matter movement, then you are in the way. You're part of the problem. You're part of that evil racism that is the canard that they use to replace the righteousness that was once in our culture. Now, that said, any person, and this is going to get a little bit rough, so this is my opinion. Anyone that bends a knee to Black Lives Matter is bending the knee to Satan. Here's why.
Absolutely.
When you bend the knee to Black Lives Matter, you're saying that the black culture, not black race, the black culture is right in what they do. the black culture is responsible more than anything else, along with some liberal Catholics and liberal women, for empowering the Democrat Party. That is their base. That represents that 10% turning point in any election that determines who gets elected. And when a group of people, in this case the black culture, vote for 90 to 95% Democrat, they become the people who determine where our nation goes. So if the Democrat Party, which is the progenitor of abortion on demand, the sodomite movement, the destruction of the nuclear family, the destruction of the small business that is the backbone of this country, that is the empowerer of unrestrained evil, what we see on the internet, what we see on TV, what we see in the movies called Hollywood and called the rap thug culture, that is even coming into certain churches now across this country. That is demonic. And as I have said before, and I've heard you say, it is not possible to be a Christian, a born-again, dedicated, Christ-following believer, and be a Democrat. I stand
right,
by the
absolutely.
Statement, you cannot do it. So if you dare to take a knee, as Nancy Pelosi did, and as Joel Osteen did, and so many other people who either put out sophistry or fall for it, you are taking a stand for Satan, period. And that
right.
is what even Bubba Wallace has done with this nonsense. Now, if I may take a few more moments, if you don't have it, that's okay, but I would like to discuss this further from the concept of a historical point of view of North versus South. May I continue?
Yes.
Okay. Historians have talked about the ages-long battle between the cultures of the North and the cultures of the South, and that's another way of saying white Caucasian and the rest of the world. And it's been an ongoing battle. It's also another way of saying the have-nots and the haves, the industrialized and the developing nations. It's been an ongoing battle, and it is what it is. The Greek culture that grew out of the Roman Empire and produced Western civilization, its theology, its science, et cetera, produced the world that we live in today. That's a good thing. But at the same time, it also had roots of great evil that we talked about with Sappho, Lucretius, right up through Spinoza and the others, leading to the modern-day New Age movement and the feminist Democrat Party, really, in the current age. But you also have a good bit of evil from the less developed minority nations. And so it's expressed in America Day simply between white versus black in our country. So this is the seminal battle of the ages. Now, we have looked at the book of Daniel often and said, well, these particular passages deal with Antiochus Epiphanes or whatever. That's what predominant theologians say, and that's great. I'm not a theologian, so I'm not in a position to argue, but I am in a position to have a different opinion. And I think we've missed the idea of Scipio, the Roman general, who was in an incredible battle with Hannibal that changed the history of the world. That's a battle of North versus South. Now, here we go with my crazy metaphor, so bear with me. I'm saying this as an opinion, just to create a word picture. We also have the battle of North versus South in Trump versus Obama, and that's what we're fighting right now. We have what I would call the good, which God has made very evident in our nation, that's represented by Donald Trump and those who stand with him. Not that Donald Trump's a good guy, because we know he's got lots of holes in his cheese, but the people that have lined up behind Trump and what Trump is defending represents, better than the Democrats certainly, the kingdom of heaven and where we're headed. Those who are aligned against him, who are showing hatred, lawlessness, chaos, lies, and putting out all this sophistry like Bubba Wallace did, are those who represent extreme evil. God has made that obvious in our time. And I break it down this way. 90% of white Americans are probably lost because they followed the evil Greek line of events. And 90% of blacks are lost because they followed the sophistry of James Cone, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, and these black pastors that created their own version of Christianity that is not Christianity because they embrace abortion. They embrace the Sodomite community in the name of equality that they earned in the 50s, rightly, under Martin Luther King. They embrace the destruction of the free enterprise system in favor of global socialism. It's evil. What you're talking about today is nothing more than the discussion of good versus evil, black versus white. 90% of whites are lost, 90% of blacks are lost. So it's 10% of the culture standing for righteousness who follow John 14:15. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. They create the culture of Christ, and that's best aligned with at least most of the platform of the Democrat Party. But if you look at the Republican Party, if you look to the other side, to the left, you'll find nothing but shrill feminists, witches, warlocks, and some really angry black Marxists in Black Lives Matter, aligned with the feminist of the empowered feminist of Antifa and their male cohorts that are with them. They're Absolutely. Ripping this country apart. And we come back to the first word, sophistry.
Yes.
All that is said today in the name of fact is nothing more than lies put out there to allow ignorant people, and our nation was made ignorant in the last two educational cycles of our country. We are emotional, mindless dolts who, if you are not plugged into the Word of God, which does not change, if you're not plugged into the truth that is represented singularly in the Bible, which is why the Greeks always failed, because they were rooted in polytheism and human wisdom. If you're not rooted in the Word of God, if you're not in a church that is preaching the Word of God under a pastor who understands the times in which we live and has the spine to stand up and say, folks, Black Lives Matter is a lie. Antifa is a lie. America is in trouble. And if we don't wake up, we will be under the judgment of God. And the bad news, folks, is we are now under the judgment of God. We see that falling. And we have a very short time now for the people who are going to come to their senses to hear that message that you're preaching and come to their senses. Time
Absolutely.
Is running out, and the presence of the lawlessness is, to
yes.
me, the indication that the lawless one is about to step out of the shadows, and this world is in for a hell of a mess, and that's exactly
yes.
what it is, a hell
right.
of a mess.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we need to be aware of that.
Patient.
Thank you so much for your call, for your input, a good scenario of where we're going and what is taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, as we think on that subject, need to realize that what we see in Bubba Wallace and his shenanigans with the hoax of a noose, that is simply part of the sophistry and the hoax that we see perpetrated in America today under the guise of having to take the monuments down, destroying them. And yet we have some of the governors. One governor says, Democratic Governor Cuomo says, tearing down American statues is a healthy expression. Democratic Governor Cuomo, New York, said he supports tearing down the statues, noting that it is a powerful statement about equality and anti-racism. People are making statements about equality, about community, and against racism, against slavery. I think those are good statements, Cuomo said on Tuesday. It's a healthy expression for people saying, let's get some priorities here, and let's remember the sin and mistakes that the nation made, and let's celebrate it. Let's not celebrate it. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on with it. The point being, we have the silence on the part of some. We have the accolades and the approval on the part of others. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching history being destroyed, and there's a motive to the madness. And that motive is to tear down and destroy the United States of America. Here's an article that says, Black Lives Matter rioters tear down statues. The Union General Ulysses S. Grant, the national anthem writer Francis Scott Key. In case you haven't figured it out by now, the riots being staged by Black Lives Matter and Antifa are geared to one purpose and one purpose only, that is the destruction of the United States of America. And that's by a writer that has a very well versed in what's happening nationally. But ladies and gentlemen, Tucker Carlson recently, and here's a massive article. I'm going to read just a blurb or two from that to get the scene set and for us to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, what we see in Bubba Wallace with the hoax of a noose is the tip of the iceberg of that which is taking place nationally, and it's the drawing of the net that's taking place as we speak to undermine and tear down and destroy the fundamental foundation, warp and woof, of the United States of America. Here's an article, Tucker Carlson. The real reason mobs across the country are tearing down American monuments. On Monday, a mob attempted to knock down a statue of Andrew Jackson. They spray-painted the base, trying to knock the statue down. The large letters, you can see it here, killer at the bottom of the statue. This is happening all over the country, as you know, and there's reason for it. Over the weekend, most recently, doubtless you've heard of this, city officials announced their plans to remove the statue of Teddy Roosevelt from outside the New York Museum National Natural History. The bronze statue was there in the Theodore Roosevelt Rotunda facing Central Park since before the Second World War. Soon it will be gone. People who erected the statue 80 years ago, and it goes on to talk about that. He was the youngest president in history. It goes on to talk about Roosevelt and what he had done and the man that was behind the statue, if you will. He goes further to say, in cities like Richmond, Virginia, St. Paul, Minnesota, they've torn down statues of Christopher Columbus. They did the same thing in Boston. Boston's mayor now says it's time to remove all the statues, any of Abraham Lincoln, the man who freed the slaves, because now he's a racist. In Dallas, Texas, they pulled down the Texas Ranger statue out of the airport that had been there for more than 50 years. Dearborn, Michigan, they toppled the statue of the former mayor. They did the same thing in Philadelphia. In Nashville, they pulled down the statue of the former U.S. Senator, the same in Albany, in Oregon. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington were torn down. In San Francisco, the mob demolished statues of Ulysses S. Grant, Francis Scott Key. The pedestal of the Key Monument, they spray-painted, killed the colonizers and killed whiteys, just in case you missed that point. And it goes further in about an 8-page article talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the very purpose and the reason behind the mobs. And that very reason is to tear down and destroy the history of the United States of America. Listen very carefully. Once this is accomplished, it won't be over. Once it's accomplished with all of these so-called political statues, the next thing will be anything that's religious statues or religious markings or crosses, then the churches. Ladies and gentlemen, then within 5 years of this very date, our history books and our schools from first through the 12th grade and following will have no mention of all of these historic figures where the statues are being torn down. We are destroying U.S. history, and we will whitewash it in the future as though these events never took place. And the only way this is, only way it's possible to stand up a Marxist, socialist, communist government is to destroy the fundamental foundations of the United States of America. Here's an article that says, everywhere statues are torn down by the mob, history promises people they are next. Dateline, Washington, D.C., June 23rd, 2020. For millennia, King Mob has targeted societies, icons, and varied goals to varied ends. And few things are more foreboding than the desecration of civic art. Just as the targets have ranged from rulers to the clergy, from tyrants to the helpless, and from the guilty to the innocent, the outcome have ranged from victory to defeat, depending on the society's strength and will to stand against it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching it take place. We're watching the push to defund the police departments. And now here's an article that says, hundreds ambush the Tampa Police Department. Tampa police responding to reports of shots fired, two officers injured, the chief says. It's a large article, but ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is law enforcement were called to a place in Tampa, Florida, because of shots being fired. They got there, and the intersection that they were in, they found that there were mobsters, the BLM, Black Lives Matter, by the thousands that were gathered to block off all directions so that they were in the center of the mob. Two police officers were injured early Saturday after a crowd of hundreds surrounded the group of officers in an ambush, the Tampa police said. Officers were responding to the reports of shots fired and possibly gunshot victim at the intersection of Yorba City neighborhood around 1 a.m. Goes on to talk about his officers' search for a possible victim. They discovered hundreds of people blocking all four ends of the intersection and became aggressive coming in toward them. The crowd surrounded the officers, threw bottles and bricks and glass, jumped on the police vehicles. Officers could not locate any victims at all. One officer screamed out, "It's an ambush." I have no way to describe it but saying it was an ambush. One officer's hit in the head with an object, suffered small lacerations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching anarchy in the streets. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the hysteria from the left that says that we need to take over and destroy the United States of America. Even businesses, Christian businesses like Chick-fil-A, now say that white people should shine the boots and boots and the shoes of black people to show a sense of shame and embarrassment and remorse for racism. The game is working, ladies and gentlemen. It's causing the nation's businesses, every one of the major corporate entities in America have donated hundreds of millions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen, to the BLM Marxist goal of destroying the United States of America. We're facing the escalation of the mob of BLM and the national destruction of our historic monuments and our markets. Why is all of this happening? Simply, ladies and gentlemen, to destroy our national heritage, to destroy our history, and to ultimately rewrite the history of the United States of America. We're in deep danger when we see this taking place, and nothing seems to be happening to change it. Here's an article that says Black Lives Matter founder admits we are trained Marxists, and the goal is to destroy Trump. Patrice Cullors, one of the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement, just admitted that they're trained Marxists and their goal is to get Trump. She further says, we're a, quote, super versed on ideological theories of Marxism. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the proof positive, that is the evidence of what we're faced with in America today. But one of the things that I want to close with is this very thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I can drive across the nation and I see monuments that I dislike, that I'm in disagreement with. And across America today, we have the Dr. Martin Luther King monuments by the hundreds and hundreds, if not even thousands. And I would not dare think that I need to demand that one come down. But I know his sins. I know his background. I know his history. And I'm not proud of it when I see or understand that's there. I have no cause to think that we need to tear those down and rewrite history as they're wanting to do with the other monuments and the historical heritage that we have in America today. We need to recognize the need, ladies and gentlemen, of standing up, speaking up, being heard, being seen, and praying and asking God to heal our land. If we do not, as Christians, we're going to lose our nation. It is the battle for the soul of our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. We're looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.